أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. In the previous ayat, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala introduced himself, and when a person reads Surah Fatiha, especially in namaz when he reads or he hears the imam reading, then at the beginning he comes to know who Allah ta'ala is. Alhamdulillah, that all praise, whatever type of praise, is only for Allah, Rabbul Alameen. Allah is the creator, nourisher, sustainer, who looks after all the universe, all the worlds, all the realms of insects, of human beings, of jinnat, of the skies, the earth, everything. So great is Allah Ta'ala. Then certain specific qualities of Allah Ta'ala further. Allah is Rahman, Allah is Rahim, most merciful, most kind. Further, Maliki Yawmiddin, that Allah Ta'ala is the owner of the day of Qiyamah. That is, that we were nothing, Allah brought us into existence. In this world, Allah is Rahman for us. Akhirat, Iyakana, Maliki Yawmiddin, and with Rahim, that Allah will show His exclusive, intense favors and mercies upon the believers. Now, up to here, a person has come to know who Allah Ta'ala is. And according to grammar, this was like the epsilon, that we were talking about Allah Ta'ala, not directly to Allah. Now that we have come to know who Allah Ta'ala is, so automatically it comes in the heart of a person that when Allah, you are Rahman, you are Rahim, you all praise, all qualities of praise are only in you. You are Rabbul Alameen, you are owner of the day of Qiyamah. So, Iyaka Na'budu, it is only you that we worship. So we have no choice when we have come to realize that who you are, and from the absent we came to the present. Now we are speaking directly to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq to make effort on our namaz, and in namaz now we feel that directly now we are speaking to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, and it is only you that we seek help. When only you are worthy of worship, then only from you do we seek help. And if that can come into us, that humbleness, that we only seek help from Allah Ta'ala, then إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, there is ibadat in there. Ibadat is that a person feels that I am the lowest of the low, there is nothing whatsoever. And of my choice, I am making the ibadat of Him, who is the greatest of the great. That Allah Ta'ala's greatness knows no limits whatsoever. Every quality of Allah Ta'ala, and particularly the quality of the praises of Allah, that Allah is the Rabb, Allah Ta'ala is Rahman, He is Rahim, He is the owner of the day of Qiyamah. So, O Allah, it is only You that I worship. So this complete humbleness in a person, and for him who is the greatest, there is no limit in his greatness. And of choice a person makes ibadat, not of force, not his force, but he realizes, I am the lowest. And in fact, Allah give us tawfiq when we come for namaz also, that we think, Ya Allah, I'm going to be fulfilling this great farad of yours of namaz. I'm going to your house. Oh Allah, you have been so kind that you have made namaz farad upon us, that we don't only look at it as a duty, but as a great, great blessing of Allah, that we will be meeting, we are going to Allah's house, we will be meeting Allah, we will be speaking directly to Allah Ta'ala. And then إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, actually in Arabic also it should have been نَعْبُدُ إِيَّاكَ, that we worship only you. But the object, that is Allah Ta'ala, has been put first, إِيَّاكَ, and then the act of worship نَعْبُدُ has been put afterwards. Actually we should say we worship only you, but it is only you we worship, which is called in Arabic terms as حَسَب, that the it gives the benefit that it is only you that we worship. And that a person in here also first is Iyaka, that our eyes must not be on our worship. I got up for tahajjud, for example, I think I made tilawat, I made zikr, oh, I'm very pious. No, our eyes must not be on our worship. Our eyes must be only on Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So first, iyyaka, that it is only you. And our object also must not really be our worship. It is our object. We have to worship it. But the real object is the being of Allah. In other words, our worship mustn't be with pride, name, fame. I'm very pious, I make so much ibadah. But the whole object of our worship must be the being of Allah. And that we reach within Allah. We don't get stuck in our ibadah. But from our through ibadat we reach Allah, and our connection comes with Allah Ta'ala. So from the time of Fajr for the whole day, a person so to say declares that, Ya Allah, you are my object. I'm only turning to you. And this ibadat of Allah, and then Allah has brought it with the plural, not Iyaka A'budu, that it is only you I worship, but it is only you we worship. So in that also, that pride does not come in a person, that only I'm making an ibadat. No, everyone is making an ibadat. If we just have to think a little bit, then when we go home, just sit in the quietness of our bedroom also, we'll hear the birds are making zikr. Different birds are making so much zikr. All the creation of Allah is engaged in the zikr of Allah. All other people, not that I'm a great abid and I'm making ibadat, but everyone is making your ibadat. Birds are making your ibadat. Fish are making your ibadat. The wind is singing the praises of Allah Ta'ala. Everyone is in the ibadat of Allah. So no pride comes in a person. And also from Na'budu, ulama have written that our ibadat, faraz, namaz, which we read, Alham Sharif, it must not be individually. That is, for men, they must not make the namaz on their own at home. But Na'budu with Jamaat will make namaz. All of us together, we will make your ibadat and we will worship only you. So first was ibadat, and after that is isti'anat. When you are such, O Allah, so great, then we only seek your help, which is in the next part of the ayat, Iyaka nasta'in. Really, the beauty of the Quran Sharif, of our deen, nobody can explain it as it is supposed to be. Allah reward our mufassireen, how beautifully they have explained the intricacies, and may Allah make us that we realize it. It comes in us, and realize that just in Surah Fatiha alone, and in namaz, in the masjid, what a great ni'mat Allah has blessed us with, that it comes into us and we realize there's nothing, forget superior, nothing comes anywhere near what our deen is, our Surah Fatiha and all these great qualities. May Allah imbue this within us and that we appreciate it, inshallah.